organ there. What's been going on?
I'm not playing the organ. I certainly can't play the organ that well. But whilst you've all been driving home, occasionally in this job, you get your brief and you think, hang on, that can't be right. My one this evening said, go along to Liverpool Cathedral because they're going to be inflating and flying a hot air balloon inside the building. So a little one, right? A tiny little hot air balloon's going to be going around. Not at all. Whilst, as I say, whilst you've been driving home, I've been watching a 74-foot-high balloon being inflated. It's now full of 105,000 cubic feet of air, and there's been flames blasted from the little wooden basket that you'll be glad to hear is on the bottom of the balloon, like all good hot air balloons do, and you may even hear some of those flames blasting into the balloon whilst I'm talking to you. Now, the man who's going to be piloting it is Robin Batchelor. He's just firing some more flames in there now that you could be able to hear. And he admitted to me he was feeling a little nervous about this.
I've made my living from flying hot air balloons for 40 years now. And all these grey hairs, if the listeners could see, you could see how many hairy landings I've had. I've had enormous fun, flown in 30 different countries. And I've never flown, nobody has ever flown inside a cathedral before. So I'm a wee bit nervous. But I'm confident, because there's no weather in here. There's no wind.
Now, the reason this has been allowed is because the cathedral's organ, which, as Adam's been saying, you can hear in the background, is something that's very expensive to maintain. So fundraising's been taking place, and the last £384,000 that was required was donated by Hamish Ogston. In exchange, he's been able to bring his hot air balloon into the cathedral. Now, it's not often we get to hear the organ being played at the cathedral, but Professor Ian Tracy was kind enough to let me record a little bit of him playing as he warmed up this afternoon.